This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a forecast from the Department of Agriculture this spring that was bad news for the farm economy, grain farmers in particular who were trying to make ends meet. Ag says net farm income is expected to fall this year for the fourth straight year. It's a crisis, according to some. Peggy Lowe of Harvest Public Media checked in with some farmers out in the Midwest.
We're in Tom Giesel's work office today, his pickup, driving the back roads of central Kansas to look at where he just finished harvesting his wheat crop.
And here's some more of my fields. The field I farm up there on the hill made a little over 100 bushel an acre.
Giesel is a fourth-generation farmer who considers his commodities to be his currency. He had a good crop this year, and after the landlord takes a cut, Giesel made $240 an acre. Still,
net $240 will not buy one bag of seed corn, because a bag of seed corn could be upwards of $300 or more.
So here's Giesel's math using his commodity currency.
I used 500 acres of my total wheat crop just to buy that corn, let alone any fertilizer, herbicide, machinery, my time.
Giesel says he's struggling to cover his expenses and the farm is not making a profit.
We're running on empty. The farm crisis is real.
Prices for wheat, corn, and soybeans are low, and there's a global glut of grain. Fearing the worst, the National Farmers Union in May set up a farm crisis webpage with information about loans, mediation, disaster relief, and a suicide prevention hotline. Bill Watson is president of the agribusiness division of UMB Bank, a top 20 farm lender based in Kansas City.
Crisis is a very personal concept. Okay, what's a condition for someone else might be a crisis for me.
Watson remembers a worse time. In the 1980s, thousands of farmers lost their land, ag banks failed, and Main Street businesses went belly up. Watson says there are a couple of big differences between back then and today. Farmers carried a lot of debt in the 80s, and interest rates were very high, unlike the low rates today. Yet Watson agrees that farm income is a problem. And after four consecutive years of losing money, it comes down to
whether you fail making a payment on your equipment, a payment on your land, a payment to your landlord. That's when things really start to change for you. And so I would submit to you that's the definition of a crisis.
I talked to David Widmar, an ag economist at Purdue University in Indiana, via Skype. He says that another big difference between today and the 80s is that back then, exports had dried up. Overseas sales today are steady, but some worry about trade in the future. The NAFTA renegotiation starts next month.
Our take is that we are in an adjustment period in agriculture.
Back at Tom Giesel's office, this time in his home, he's showing me one of his favorite pieces of equipment, a microfilm machine.
This is basically 35 millimeter film, a roll of it. It's newspapers that have been copied onto microfilm.
Giesel is also the National Farmers Union's historian, so he uses the machine to study the past. He's 64 years old, and sometimes he wonders whether he should retire early.
Well, I'm losing money. So that means if it goes 2 years this way, then I have to work another 4 or 5 years to get back where I'm at today. So why carry on?
Congress is going to be working on a farm bill next year, and farm advocates say this is not the time to cut funding. In Larned, Kansas, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.